You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're going to talk a little bit about what I've been doing the past few weeks and what I've seen around town and the lessons that I've learned. I want to start with our tour I took recently on the Miami River with the Urban Land Institute. We went up and down the river. It was last Thursday. It was freezing cold, at least to an old man like me in Miami. Must have been at least 65 with rain. Brrr, it was the worst. Oh, my God, it was freezing. But I was glad I went on the trip because I saw a lot of really cool things. First of all, we saw that the Miami River is still a working place where people have businesses. We saw the guys moving the cranes on the boats, and it was really, really cool. But what I really realized was that I was right when this summer I talked about that Little Havana was going to be the next Brickell Avenue. Now, in the end, the punchline of the whole thing was that Brickell Avenue was going to be the next Brickell Avenue. It would continue to evolve, and it would continue to grow, and in my personal opinion, continue to be one of the most amazing, thriving places on the planet. But we got to always hear on the Freed on Business show look at where things are going. And I debated long and hard with a bunch of my friends in the industry, and I finally decided that a great place to look was the Miami River and Little Havana. And now, proof be right. You're seeing everywhere that people are actually fighting an upzoning that they're trying to do in Little Havana to maintain the character of Little Havana. And if you haven't been there recently, it's just not a place where abuelas and abuelos go anymore. It's a place where young people go to hang out, smoke cigars, have drinks, dance. It's just awesome. New buildings are going up. There's a new focus of rehab. There's a new cultural movement over there. It's really been very cool to be a part of. That's one thing I've learned in the past few weeks. Another thing I learned in the past few weeks is that people are excited about the Florida Marlins. The day does not go by where somebody doesn't come up to me and go, "Hey, Jim, I haven't been to Marlins ballpark yet. Can you help me? Can you get me in?" Usually I offer to take them with me because I want to see their face light up when they go for the first time. The Marlins ballpark, man, it's just the most amazing building on the face of the earth, and I'm going to tell you why, and it's no embellishment. The reason why, to me, it's the greatest building on the face of the earth is because my wife will go there to watch sports. Now, I got to tell you, that is a miracle. Now, she does go to the Miami Heat games with me, but she doesn't always stay past halftime unless, of course, somebody who left the team is back in town and we're beating his tushy like on Christmas. She stayed for that one. But she loves going with me on a Saturday to Marlins ballpark. And here's what we do. We arrive on time. We sit in our seats, and I will tell you this, they're great seats right behind home plate. I like to say balls and strikes because we can call balls and strikes on our seats. And my wife sits down with me, and we wait until Giancarlo Stanton has gotten up, hit his obligatory home run, and then we go for a walk around the ballpark. We see all the vendors. We see all the people. We go past the UHealth physical therapy thing, really cool machines in there. And then we go around, we go past where they had last season, all the stuff with gluten-free and stuff like that. And then we come to the Taste of Miami, and we don't move for a half hour, 45 minutes. I get mariquitas and a beer. She gets whatever she wants because she's a lady, and that's what ladies do at the ball game. They get what they want. Then we go and we sit right by, we stand over here by standing room only, over by the left field foul pole. If we're lucky, we get a couple of seats down there, and we have a great time. I head back to the chairs, and that's right. I'll say it this way. I love you, honey, for doing this. She goes and stands online and gets me a pizza. And she meets me back at the seats. It's about the sixth inning by now. We stay for a little while longer, and we have just an absolutely great Saturday night. That's my favorite Saturday night to spend with my wife, other than, of course, going to Joe's and not waiting in line. That you can't beat that. Now, let's see one of the other things I found out. Oh, I found out that it's important. It's, you know, after this last segment, it's obvious. It's important to be nice. Now, you know, we had Ivan Meisner on. He's the head of BNI. He's the king of networking. CNN, NBC, CNN, everybody says he's the king of networking because he's got these 6,000 networking groups across the globe, and he's taught them what to do. And he is actually, in my opinion, the king of networking. And we talked about this, and we talked about bringing positive energy to the table, looking people in the eye, and making sure that they felt your energy because everybody wants to be part of the party, part of the good energy. And a lot of times, they're going to feed off you to go do something positive, which I guess is what Melissa and her team at Kind Foods do. They know if they put out kindness into the world, that the world is going to be a better place. And even if one more act of kindness gets done, heck, that changed somebody's entire life. So it's important to stay positive. Hey, D, can you tell I'm positive? I think you can. He's positive. He's smiling. He's giving me the finger. That finger's thumbs up.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Now, let's see what else I learned. Well, I also learned that transportation isn't going to be getting any better anytime soon. So I have decided I'm going to change. And what I do now, and Melissa, you'll be really proud of me, I just let it go. At least as much as I can. Everybody knows me. I can't let it go totally because I'm crazy, but I do try to let it go as much as possible. I try to let the people in front of me. I try to not be the be going crazy and cutting people off. I do try to realize that there's a lot of tourists here, and sometimes they do need to cross six lanes of traffic, just like that guy just did in front of you that's listening to me on a radio on I-95. Try to be kind. Try to let them go. Realize that they're lost. How do I do it? Well, I imagine that, for instance, it's my mom, my 76-year-old loving mom. Maybe it's her in front of me. Somebody else is abuela in front of them. You know, and I just got to let them go because they're lost. Now, it doesn't mean I'm not frustrated, but it means I just let it go. You got to let it go. And we're going to talk to the UHealth people later in the show. We're going to talk about what foods can help prevent cancer. I guarantee you that not getting nuts in traffic will help you fight cancer. So I want to live long, and I'm not going to get nuts in traffic. And if you're getting nuts in traffic, calm down and relax. Let the person go and realize they're the one with the problem, not you. Now, I will say this, and you can go back to the tapes, and you can check this out. And that's last summer when David Beckham came to town and he wanted to steal our waterfront. I said, no, don't let it happen. And then people said, well, where's he going to go? The city has a place over by the stadium. It's all ready to go. I said, no, you will see where the soccer stadium goes. And it will go next to the Intermodal Center over by Miami International Airport. Now, for the uninitiated, what is that? That's where all the rental car places are. All that land is going to get bought up, and they're going to put, in my opinion, that's where the soccer stadium is going to go and should going to go. And you go, why? I go, why? Are you kidding? People can fly in from out of town, fly out. They can come from anywhere in the Tri-County area on mass transit. Did I actually say that? It's true. And if you got to go the old-fashioned way, shoot. Every car can get there on a highway from anywhere in the region. To me, it's a no-brainer. And believe it or not, it's on the water. That's right. The Miami River has a little part of the finger of the Miami River that reaches all the way up there. So you could even, I can't believe I'm about to say this, drive your boat up there. So this to me sounds like the solution. Yeah, I know he wants to hold us hostage. Yeah, I know the city wants to take advantage of the site plan that they had next to the Miami Marlins ballpark. Yes, the Miami Marlins ballpark is a centrally located, and I'm going to say it now, easily accessible location, by the way, by the site that I have next to there. I've got a great site listed for apartments right next to the ballpark. Love that. So I learned that also. Now, what else did I learn? I learned there's not a lot of real estate that's owned by the banks today. And that's not going to change, I don't think, for at least a little while. But there is something I can guarantee. And that is that there is a very short memory in the financial services industry, and eventually there'll be bad loans made on real estate, and those loans will have to be taken back, and eventually the banks will own some real estate. I learned what sectors of real estate are hot here in South Florida, and I'll be brief. All of them, all of the sectors are hot. Apartments, we had the guys on apartments last week. They can't find enough good locations that make sense. Rents are rising. Occupancy is staying steady. It's great. Office buildings. Good friend of mine says you better get your office building lease locked in now because in about a year, you won't be able to find anywhere to get a good office lease. So Leslie's on the line. All right, Leslie, what's happening?
Not a whole lot. I'm just waiting on you.
Oh, Leslie's the doctor. Oh, my gosh, Doc, you got to give me a little bit more time to rant unless you want to tell everybody how important it is to eat right to fight cancer.
Well, absolutely. Take all the time you want.
Oh, you're terrific. What I just said, actually, was that it's also probably a good idea to not be stressed on the road. That'll help you live longer, too. What do you think about that?
That's true. Stress is definitely not a good thing.
Oh, I love this lady. Well, you stay there. Don't stress. We'll be right back with you in a couple of minutes. And Dee, got to do your due diligence on who's calling and when. Thanks, Doc. I really appreciate the good humor. We'll be right back at you in a minute. I got a little bit more ranting and raving I feel like doing. Dee, how much time can I rant and rave for? Huh? Oh, far out. I'm going to rant and rave for another couple of minutes. We talked about Beckham. We talked about the river. We talked about people being excited for the Marlins. We talked about transportation being all clogged, like bad people's arteries, and ain't going to get better anytime soon. We talked about positive energy. Let's see. Oh, this is a good one. People ask me, what inning are we in the recovery? And with the Marlins coming on the show, inning is a great example. Now, I think about the sixth or seventh inning. We can now see that there's been a good recovery. You know, I think today the jobs report was even that income is starting to go up. Thank God. So now people are getting jobs and they're being able to earn a living. Who knows? Soon they may be, I don't want to start talk politics on this center. So let's just say the people are earning a good living now, God willing and hopefully. And if they're not, the market continues to get better. And the dollar strengthening, gas has hit the bottom, I think, and will start drifting up. Because let's face it, the gas price was only a politically engineered thing. It goes down real fast. It goes down real slow. It comes up real fast. So look out for whiplash. Now, I'm going to wrap it up right here. D's been giving me the finger, which means I only have one more minute left, and we're going to come right back. We're going to talk about what you should eat to help prevent cancer. Now that you know, being uptight on the highway isn't good for you either. We're going to have our friends from the Sylvester Cancer Care Institute. And oh, by the way, I hope you donated to the Ride DCC last week. I know I did many, many times because I got a lot of friends over there. But you can still probably go to their website, ridedcc.com, and donate. Do it today. Help us fight cancer. D is ready. I'm ready. The doctor's ready. And you're ready. So we'll be right back after this short break and a little bit of traffic here on Freedom Business.